The headline is Pete Seeger. Now, as many people know, Treat No Surrender in Life and Beyond, the voice of justice, human rights, and the human comedy, in fact. And his music will live forever through people like Dave Erwicks and others. Community members were at the Portland Public School District office yesterday, last night, and most of them were not happy. Many of them by communications from teachers, the teachers' union, urging support as the school board prepared to vote on a change to the district's 2013-2014 budget. How odd, isn't it, that there always seems to be money for the projects proposed by privateers, as it were, and yet there's no money for teachers to pay the most dedicated, hardworking members of the workforce. It's a miserable, thankless job because no matter where little Madison and little Jason is, that are always, it's always left at their door, at their doorstep. They are held responsible not just for educating kids nowadays, but bringing them up. And Rebecca Rubin says there were no villains to fight and people to blame. Rebecca Rubin, of course, massive. Mainstream media calls it eco-sabotage, and I'm certain they mean that in an extremely disparaging way. I rather like the term, actually. As a term, the eco-sabotage campaign waged by the Earth Liberation Front and the Animal Liberation Front. Well, Rebecca, there still are villains to fight and people to blame. And as in the words of Bob Dylan, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. And suddenly it dawns on the governor. He's got an election too close and a bridge too far. Governor John Kitzhaber sent a letter yesterday. Why he didn't just tell them, I don't know, to Oregon legislative leaders, saying that it was up to them to revive the Columbia River crossing. Senate President Peter Courtney was having none of it, and supporters for this scheme, did I say scam? Didn't mean to, have backed away from it. The idea of tolls paying for all of this has beginning to fail to pencil out. And the U.S. Senate and House Conference Committee on the Farm Bill amendment allowing colleges, universities, and state agriculture departments to grow hemp for research purposes. I presume that it would be ex post facto to point out that college and university students have been growing hemp for research purposes for quite a while now. It bears noting, though, that rural communities are going to keep on cutting down trees in order to pay for an education, which presumably would smarten people up, might consider pushing hard on this one and hopefully at some point getting legislation through which would allow them to actually grow industrial hemp, which is an extraordinarily useful product and a valuable one, perhaps more so than the timber industry, an industry which we can. Emerging stock markets dropped, emerging global markets dropped the most in almost 7 months. We've seen this tremendous slide, and these experts all say, well, it's market correction in the aftermath of this huge run-up. But there are many serious problems that have contributed to this. The fact that it is emerging global markets should be the most disturbing point. The concern, though, is a slowdown in the Chinese economy. That will put the brakes on global growth everywhere. And Russia's ruble breached the upper boundary of the Bank Rossi's target corridor, too, which means basically that Russia's economy is beginning to show cracks and signs of abuse by the Ukraine parliament opened a special session to repeal its harsh anti-protest laws. The despised Prime Minister Mykola Azarov abruptly, wait for it, resigned. Yes, he did. Those laws set off the police protester clashes in which at least three protesters were killed. I love it. Mainstream media says they died in the protest. What? They were marching along and suddenly just keeled over? No, they were killed. Lethal injection on the subject of killing people. Lethal injection drugs are in short supply. And new questions loom about their effectiveness. There have been some notable sticky points in recent executions in Texas. So what are our lawmakers in some states doing about the situation? They don't work very well. They're cruel and inhuman. They're barbaric. And there's not enough of them. What any reasonable person would do would say, let's do away with executions. But nope. At this point, they finally, at long last, have the opportunity to do the right thing and end a barbaric institution. They're going back to some of the old school techniques. Okay, cast your mind back to what some of the, as they said, the old school techniques of execution were. That's the real shocker. And on that note, we turn to the weather for around Cascadia. Occasional rain today, highs near 46, and mild southeast wind. Pretty good chance of rain. Tonight, rain definitely, lows around 42. Tomorrow, showers, steady temperatures around 46, and the wind's back, southwest wind, 10 to 15, gusting up to 24. And for tomorrow night, Wednesday night, showers likely, late probably, and overcast skies, lows around 36. And not much in the way of wind. We've got an alternative outlook for you today. The root moon in Sagittarius. The moon is 27 days old. In the synodic outlook, it's not a good time to be sowing anything in the garden, they say. Instead, use the time to weed and harvest. And it's a great time, of course, to build a compost heap. The biodynamic forecast moon with the moon in Sagittarius. It's a fire sign. It's a good time for fruiting plants. In fact, if you feel moved to plant trees, be a good time to do that. The sidereal forecast with the moon in Sagittarius, dry and barren, and the moment to put out your onion sets, you'll be glad that you did. That's it for both the alternative and the conventional forecast. We are trying to get Dave Rovics on the line right now. He's a busy man, as you might well imagine. The irony of his most recent CD, which came out, the name of that CD is of one of Pete Seeger's most well-known and beloved songs. The extended irony of the State of the Union speech today is unavoidable, and it's not possible to overlook. What President Obama is going to talk often happens, not what people want to hear. And people are very likely, there are people on both the far, far left and the far, far right. Plenty of material to chew on. We're still trying to reach Dave Rovics. And in the ensuing silence, we'll probably try to go out with a little bit of If I Had a Hammer. Pete Seeger, singer, folk, spearheaded the American folk revival, as we all know. His long and beloved career championing folk music and political causes is part now of our heritage. And it was, of course, a major catalyst for social change. Very, very few people today are unaware or never heard a Pete Seeger song. They are part of the tapestry of American life. As was said, he died at the age of 94. And his career carried him from singing at labor rallies to being tremendously popular on top 10 college lists and to folk festivals and every possible venue, much the same way as Dave Rovics. And he was convicted of contempt of Congress. He defied the House and American Activities Committee in 1950s. He performed on the steps at the Lincoln Memorial at an inaugural concert for, in fact, Barack Obama. For Pete Seeger, folk music and a sense of community were inseparable. Where he saw community, he saw the possibility of political action. We are KBOO Community Radio. There's a reason for that. It's something to be a part of. And moving right along, much the teachers struggle to for fair pay and to be treated with the respect and dignity that they deserve. They're still fighting hard for that. Now, however, they have supporters standing in solidarity with them, so we will indeed see what happened. The district... At the end of the process, would have $34 million in reserve, or nearly 7% of its operating budget. It seems odd that they can't break off a little bit for the people that make it all happen. And in the spirit of Pete Seeger, environmental activist Rebecca Rubin was sentenced yesterday to 5 years behind bars. Jamie Dimon of Morgan Stanley Chase ill repute is a free man. Criminal justice apparently really is criminal. Rebecca Rubin was passionate, of course, about protecting. The world looked different to her 16 years ago. Now it's really different. Burning bridges asked not for him. The bridge tolls. Governor John Kitzhaber's bridge of broken dreams has reached a serious point. Peter Courtney, Democrat of Salem, said Oregon did its job last year when lawmakers approved the $450 million. It wasn't good enough, and it's still not good enough. We have a great deal going on in the world right now. So mentioning industrial hemp, we already have, and we'll let it go. And on the final note, very drunk driver was stopped by the police. He had to be subdued by the dog, the canine. The dog did a great job of biting the drunk driver. Drunk driver said that he admired the dog, but he wanted a rematch. This has been Cascadia for Tuesday, January 28th, 2014. Janet Anderson engineered the show today. Thanks so much for that, Janet. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Another son. And this Rensselaer was greedier than his...
Today on Flashpoints, we'll have a live report from Thailand where the battle for real people's democracy continues. And we'll have more on the both hidden and crippling, expanding Lyme disease epidemic. All this coming up on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. This is your daily investigative news magazine. Well, first we take it to Thailand, Bangkok, Thailand, where the continuing upheaval, you could call it maybe, continues. New York Times is calling it one thing. Our correspondent has a bit of a different view. His name is Mike Pish. He lives in Bangkok, Thailand. He is an American living in that country for some time, former union activist in the United States, an excellent writer.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. It's good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you with us. And for those who haven't been following the story, will you just sort of give us the thumbnail sketch of what's going on?
Okay, it revolves around one person, Thaksin Shinawat. He was elected in 2000. He was elected as part of huge amounts of corruption and human rights violations. In 2008, he was convicted of for abuse of power in a land sale to his wife, government land sale to his wife, and he fled the country. He's been out of the country since, and he's run the country other incarnations of his political parties, culminating in this one, the Puatai Party, which is headed by his youngest sister with no political experience. The New York Times some time ago wrote an article about how Thailand's being governed by Skype. Four talks and running the country by Skype. So in one instance, Washington is a great example of democracy, that I don't think it's anywhere in the world has a fugitive run a country through proxy, and it's certainly not democracy at all. He tried to run through a